that music, you probably already know that HBO's Game of Thrones returns Sunday night for another epic season. It kicks off a big night for HBO. Its comedy Veep will be back, too. And by the way, if you're not caught up on past seasons, there's a bit of a spoiler on the way. Our TV critic Eric Deggan says the two shows are part of the week's best night of television.
Game of Thrones ended last year with the most shocking death of all. Tywin Lannister, the most powerful ruler in Westeros, was killed by his own son, the tortured alcoholic dwarf, Tyrion. In Sunday's episode, Tyrion is on the run. The man who's helping him, a scheming spymaster named Varys, is now trying to convince Tyrion to help him save the kingdom. Tyrion isn't having it.
Done with Westeros, and Westeros is done with me.
You have many admirable qualities. Self-pity is not one of them. You have your father's instincts for politics, and you have compassion.
Compassion? I killed my lover with my bare hands. I shot my own father with a crossbow.
I never said you were perfect.
This is more than a perfect moment between two great characters. It's an example of the high-quality shows HBO airs on Sunday nights, a signature night for the channel. HBO's hit mob drama The Sopranos turned Sundays into quality TV night back in 1999, and Game of Thrones continues that tradition with scenes like this one, featuring Cersei Lannister, daughter of the dead ruler Tywin, criticizing her other brother for helping his dwarf sibling escape.
Our father is dead. That little monster is out there somewhere drawing breath. Did you set him free? Tyrion may be a monster, but at least he killed our father on purpose.
There's more intrigue coming as Cersei scrambles for power. No wonder HBO scheduled the start of its standalone HBO Now streaming service this week, just before the show's fifth season. Also returning Sunday, a show that may be the most underrated political satire now on TV. Veep features Julia Louis-Dreyfus as hatless Vice President Selina Meyer, who lucks into this position.
The President of the United States!
To make in history, we're the first woman president, right? Well, I am. You're not Michael. I am. Ow, you're hurting my hand.
And while shaking hands before addressing a joint session of Congress, she reveals what politicians might actually say during that long walk to the podium.
Oh, I see you. Thank you. Well, I'm getting jiggy with it. I'm going to get that Philip Roth book back to you. I haven't forgotten about it. God, I can't even hear myself. Am I talking? It's hard for me to hear me.
Think House of Cards meets the Three Stooges, or maybe just one stooge. But even as Meyer gains the presidency, her struggle to navigate congressional politics and a teleprompter helped constitute the perfect parody of Washington. Sandwiched between Game of Thrones and Veep on HBO Sunday nights is Silicon Valley, a pitch-perfect satire of tech culture from the creator of Office Space and Beavis and Butthead. And let's not forget John Oliver's news comedy Last Week Tonight, which last Sunday aired an interview with NSA leaker Edward Snowden, which produced this moment.
How much do you miss America?
You know, my country is something that travels with me. You know, it's not just a geography.
Well, that's already a way too complicated answer. The answer is, I miss it a lot. It's the greatest country in the world.
A satirist with smarts, Oliver delivered an interview that both Meet the Press and Saturday Night Live could have been proud of. HBO's competitors, especially at the broadcast networks, will note it's easier to stack up a night of great original shows when you only have a few evenings to fill with programming. Still, Sunday's debut of Game of Thrones, Silicon Valley, and Veep bring the best lineup on television this spring, helping ensure Sunday's status as ground zero for TV's new golden age. I'm Eric Deggans.